Technology has expanded options for the blind. Computers can read email out loud and can convert text to Braille. But even with all the digital advances, Braille textbooks remain a necessity for many blind students. And as independent producer Amy Mayer reports, conveying visual information in the tactile language can be quite a challenge.
In a study room at the Perkins School for the Blind in Watertown, Massachusetts, senior Ray Gay reads from a Braille math book.
The line graph on page 141 shows how much the Chin family spent on groceries.
Gay says a simple graph, like the one in this exercise, is easy to read.
It's more when they try to put 3D into 2D. When they try to put 3D shapes like drawings into Braille, it becomes more complicated, and getting the concept of that doesn't really work out, because it's more of a visual thing, you know what I mean?
His fingers feel the ridges, raised lines, and textures that transcribers use to mimic edges, colors, and patterns. In her classroom, health and science teacher Kate Fraser says three-dimensional models are often the best teaching tools. But when that's not practical, Fraser uses tactile graphics. She hands junior Erica Costa a loose page with a raised diagram about plant cells.
Okay, again, because this is a plant cell, spell that one letter at a time.
L-O-R-O-P-H-Y-L-L.
Chlorophyll, again, because it's a plant
Costa says some Braille graphics are better than others. Labels on diagrams should stay close to the pictures, she says. A blind reader takes in a picture in pieces, while sighted people see the whole image at once. And Costa says using dots for shading is confusing.
Maybe instead of using so many dots, like in one little section, just kind of do little lines, like around it, like do like one little line that circles around the area that they want us to look at, and then put little lines into it.
That's the kind of feedback Braille transcribers rarely hear. From her home in Burnt Hills, New York, near Albany, Rosemary Gately transcribes textbooks for the National Braille Press. She's one of 17 transcribers who create graphics. Using Braille software and an embosser, she prints the Braille text that will accompany a drawing. Then she glues household items onto the paper, in this case, scavenging to find the best arrow.
This is a hairpin, and it has just a little knob on the end, which I found came in very handy in, actually it was this drawing that was of tectonic plates.
Gately cuts maps out of cardboard or heavy paper. She uses string and paper towels to indicate borders and oceans. Gately holds up another picture. It looks simple, squares indicated by dashed lines drawn with a tracing wheel. They're shaded with dots.
Looks nice, right? But when I check it?
Gately closes her eyes and runs her fingers over the grid. They feel the textures, but...
Now, I lose the grid line. So, that doesn't work.
It has to be just right, because her graphics get pressed into thermoform, a thin plastic. That process makes it even harder to feel the differences in textures. Little frustrations and little victories punctuate her day.
I try my darndest to make it meaningful and hope that it is.
Back at the Perkins School, graduate Judy Cannon works in the Braille and Talking Book Library. She says during the 1990s, talking computers and other technologies kept many blind students from learning Braille. But she quotes a recent study that says of blind people who are employed, 93% read Braille.
It says to me that as a Braille reader, you're better educated. You've probably done a lot more reading. Now, I read, I use a computer, and I read cassettes all of the time. But there's something said for reading the book yourself.
And Cannon says modern technology, the same thing that once threatened Braille, is helping produce better graphics. For NPR News, I'm Amy Mayer in Amherst, Massachusetts.